Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive. I'm your host, Sierra, as we are here to dive inside a runner's mind every single week. Gosh, I know I took another hiatus. Life's getting just kind of crazy, and I have to be honest, I always record on Fridays. In the past like 5 weeks, I swear, something has been going on. I've either been traveling, people have been in town, I've been skiing. I shouldn't admit that one to you, but I was probably skiing more than I was running for a little bit. But you know, that's like just kind of a shout out to all the runners that don't prioritize running all year round. Like, you have to have a little fun outside of running. Like, I love running, but it gets old and I need a new sport to kind of to get myself going. And then I'm back to running because I'm back to training for that marathon. Ooh, it's been a rough time. It's been a rough training cycle, but also this week has been so rewarding. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But today we are here to talk about when is too much too much. And as runners, we love to push the limits. Now, I'm not here to lecture you on signs of burnout. I think we all know signs of burnout, but I don't know if all of us know our physical signs, physical body signs of when too much has been too much. And I've made a lot of notes. You guys know I'm a behavior analyst, and I absolutely love taking lots and lots of data, taking those notes and kind of seeing the patterns in it. And I've taken a lot of notes. I've seen it a lot of different times throughout my training cycles, throughout marathon training, throughout the running I've always done for the past 10 years. And I want to share the three things that I've really pinpointed that aren't exactly the signs of burnout or overtraining or whatever you want to call it, but things that I can deal with a lot of those other symptoms. These are the symptoms that really stop me and get me to slow down and take a break for a second, or maybe reduce the miles because it's too much, is getting too much. And you know what? You guys have your own too. So I encourage you, maybe take into consideration like listening to some of mine today and then doing your own like analytical work, like going back and reflecting on your training, like understanding your body, like what are the red flags? Like, I wish I could just wave a red flag. What are the red flags that your body screams that we blow through and then you burn out? There's specific ones for you. And again, like I said, there's a lot of signs of burnout. I can get through almost all of them except these three. So the first one that it catches my attention that I'm doing a little bit too much, too soon, too fast, and maybe it's just on top of life, is my mood changes. And here's the thing, and I don't think a lot of us notice this. If you are somebody who deals with anxiety and deals with depression on a daily basis, this might be a little bit harder to recognize. But I can tell you, when I'm overdoing it physically with my running on top of life and work, I will get extremely negative, extremely nitpicking towards everyone around me. And I don't want to say nasty, but I get nasty. I get like, just leave me alone. I don't want to be around anybody. I tend to self-isolate. Now, I'm an outgoing person. I'm pretty happy 99.9% of the time. And I love people. I love talking to people. You guys, I work as a therapist. Like, I like people. And then every once in a while, I'll get into these really nasty moods. And that's when I know I need sleep. That's when I know I need to pull back on some of the miles, or I need a lot more sleep before I go running again. And these are also usually the times when I've recorded them, the weeks that I'm probably getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night. I need 7 or more. I need 7 or more. And I'm starting to see that burnout. I'm starting to think, yes, I'm on top of the world. I'm getting everything done. I'm doing my work. I'm getting my miles in. I am superhuman. Nobody can stop me. But that's not true, because my mood is declining, my relationships around me are suffering, and I'm becoming a negative person, and I'm not a negative person. So that's sign number one. Now, sign number two, I listen to the bottom of my feet. That sounds really stupid. Look, my quads can hurt all day long. I can do a hard workout and my upper body can hurt all day long. My core can hurt all day long. I can feel physically exhausted all day long, but as soon as my feet start aching and itching, which sounds a little weird. I don't know. Maybe somebody has a scientific like reasoning for that. But as soon as my feet start itching and aching, I know I'm overdoing it on my feet. I have a job that I sit down at as a therapist. I could probably get up to about 50 miles max a week without my feet starting to physically ache. Like I can walk for days. My feet do not hurt. I can ski for days. My feet do not hurt. But when I start to overdo it, again, when I go back and see, when I start to get less sleep, less recovery time, and I'm just constantly going and going and going without any rest, without any breaks, the bottom of my feet ache and it becomes so uncomfortable and I listen and I pull back. Again, we have these weird signs. I've never seen on the burnout like list that says your bottom of your feet ache. Usually it's like muscle aches. Okay, well, mine's pinpointed to the bottom of my feet because the rest of my body's always hurting because I'm always training. And that is what it is. You just push through. I think you guys, finally, this is another one that I've really noticed. And women, we have to be a little bit more mindful of this too because like, you know, once every week, this actually happens a little bit more than we'd like to admit. But if I'm overdoing it, I am starving. I am so, so hungry, or I have no appetite. So here are the two spectrums, and I've noticed this throughout time. Okay, again, women, when we get our cycles, our body, I think they say it's burning more up to 500 to 600 calories more a week. Or a day, sorry, a week, a day. So our body really, really wants food. We're starving. We're craving those carbs. I mean, that's the only time I ever crave chocolate is around that time. But on the flip side, when I'm overdoing it, when I'm not sleeping, I am starving in the afternoon. I am so hungry in the afternoon and I have no appetite in the morning when I'm starting to wear down. And it's almost repulsive. Food is almost repulsive in the morning. I'm gagging. I'm choking. My stomach hurts. And I'm like, oh, I don't want food. Maybe my stomach's upset. In the afternoon, it's like I'm ready to eat for a table of 10 all to myself at a buffet. It is a wild shift in my appetite that really shows me, hey, this too much is too much. You've got to pull back. You've got to take either, you know, a night to recover or you need to pull back on the miles. So let me tell you, now that we know these three signs, this is my strategy when this happens. I don't just stop everything. I don't call out of work. I don't just stop running. I don't just stop doing everything and like sit in my apartment. I don't do that. But what I do is I take a day to recover. So like Fridays are my day. Nobody is off of work. I'm off of work. I have all this time to myself. It is my self-care day. I don't care how stupid that sounds, but I will sleep in. I will go for a run a little bit later after food and coffee. I will sit in my sauna for like 30 to 45 minutes. I will catch up on just the tedious things that I need to do. I will plan cryotherapy. I will do a hair mask. I will do a face mask if I have to. Fridays are my reset days. What's so hard about this for so many people is kids. Not everybody has Fridays off. And a lot of other like crazy things get in your way. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's been my past 5 weeks. I was burning out. I have always planned a reset day and it's taken me 5 weeks to get to my reset day. So maybe for you, if you sound like my past 5 weeks, you need to plan a reset hour. And that is either extra sleep, recovery time, cold plunges, cryotherapy, compression boots. I don't really care what it is. You need to plan that time to recharge. Because if you're getting these like really weird like symptoms, it's because you're blowing through that recovery time. You're blowing through that self-care time. You are blowing past it. Too much has become too much. And you are going to burn out and not be able to do anything if you don't pull back for just a second. And again, I am not one of those professionals telling you to stop doing everything because you're burnt out. That actually gives me more anxiety to stop doing anything and then have to go redo it because the work's still there. So if you are somebody that is a runner and you have that personality, if I need to do this, like you have your entire task list, you have tasks every single day, and if you don't get them done, you have a meltdown, plan yourself sometime. I promise you're going to thank yourself in the long run, and your training is going to benefit from it, and you're going to become a better runner, and a better endurance athlete, and a better worker in your career. So that's pretty much all I've got for you guys today. God, I feel like it's like weird for me to talk today, so I apologize if it's sounding awkward, but we're here together. I'm wishing the best on your miles this week. And this weekend, I'm going to try to get shows out probably bi-weekly from here on out. I know, again, it's been wild. I keep telling you guys different things, but help is needed. I've got a lot to talk about. So I will see you guys here soon on the next podcast. But until then, you guys, share it with your friends, and maybe somebody else you know needs to hear this message today. So you guys, get out there, go run your life before life runs you. Get those miles in. See you later. Bye, guys. Thank you.